Hello and welcome. This is the Western Australia Morning... Wait, no. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for 29 November 2021. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system, and you can learn more about it by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now to allow for emergency or priority traffic, or to allow you to disconnect from the conference if you don't want to stick around for the net. I am Alpha Bravo 9, Foxtrot Juliet. My name is Wayne, and I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH, and I will be the net control for this week's net. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu via Echolink node 9229, which is the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, VE7KI, for making this conference available to us for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all radio amateurs. You don't have to be a member of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussions, and the seasonal topic around now is the Black Friday, Cyber Monday shopping spasm. Did you find any good deals on amateur radio gear, or maybe anything else for that matter, anything really sexy? I will say that in my perusing of the advertising supplements, I did not find anything that really motivated me. So I certainly was not going to go out at the crack of dawn and get in line. So that was the topic this week. It would have been a stale topic next week. We'll find something else for then. So I'm looking at the dashboard here, and I think everybody on the dashboard has been here before. I'm not so sure about Alpha Delta Zero Quebec Mike. So let me just reset first. Okay, I do see AB3KC, N4RNW, VK6BQQ, and AD0QM. And I do not see the HAM conference or any other conferences linked to TechLink. So I think that's pretty much it's just us chickens here tonight. So, Jeff, the way this works is you're already on my list here along with everybody else, and I'll ask for any additional check-ins. Anyone else can pop in with their call sign to be added to my list. I don't think we'll hear any. So let's go with that. Are there any other stations that did not hear their call sign just now? Right, so we'll start going down the list here, starting with AB3KC.
Hello, this is AB3KC. My name is Collins, and I'm in Virginia. On SDF, my username is DirtyRig, and happy to be here tonight. Good to see the group coming together for SDF ARC. And it's been kind of a good week. It's been a very quiet week at work. So I always like that. Not a big fan of meetings. As far as Black Friday deals, my children, they install games on their PCs from Steam, and the first solution when they ran out of hard disk space was to buy a second hard drive, but I'm not ready to keep adding hard drives. So one thing I did find, just I wanted to buy it, and it wasn't because it was Black Friday, but at the end of the day it did coincide with that. So I found a network, well, I guess it's a USB hard drive. It's a very big one.
We lost you there, Collins. You said it was a very big hard drive, and that was about the last we heard. Are you still with us? Okay, perhaps he's having some technical difficulties. We will come back to him later. Next on my list is AD0QM.
Good evening. This is AD0QM. My SDF handle is JECXJO. First time on the net. I guess I've technically been a member for a long time, but never really gotten around to jumping on Echolink much, and saw the website showed up in a totally random search and reminded me that I was, in fact, a member, so I should probably come to one of the nets. As for Black Friday, we typically don't participate. I think the last Black Friday we went and got something was maybe 15 years ago. So that's about all that's going on here, just trying to get the kids to bed after the net. This is AD0QM, back to net control.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. Next on my list, VK6BQQ.
AD9FJ in the group, VK6BQQ. Well, I didn't participate at all. As far as I'm concerned, it's too much commercial stuff happening. My daughter went out yesterday. She came home exhausted. She said people were fighting and feuding and pushing each other and rude and nasty, and the people in the stores weren't very helpful. And I thought, well, just as well I stayed home. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, Black Friday, yeah. And Cyber Monday, I see that on Microsoft. I guess Bill Gates needs some more money or something. I'm not sure. Anyway, too commercial for me, and I just stay at home and play radio. Back to you, Wayne. Good one. VK6PQQ Australia.
Okay, thank you, Reg. Next on my list would have been KC3LYZ, Robert in Philadelphia, but I think he dropped out. So, well, we'll keep an eye out for him to return. Next is N4RNW.
Well, good evening, Wayne, and good morning to Reg again, and the rest on the node. Yeah, in years past, we used to go out just for the fun of it at the crack of dawn on Black Friday, and go out and be a good influence on those people that want to act impolitely, but. Now, we just stick around. We sometimes go out midday when things have died down and the stores have gotten manageable. But for those like Reg, I don't know if you've got Best Buys over there, but that's a nationwide chain of computer, entertainment, media stores, electronics, that kind of stuff. And I remember passing our local one here the weekend before Thanksgiving, and there were people out there in tents willing to camp out the entire week just to be the first ones to get in the door on Black Friday. They probably saved $50 on a computer, but I think my time is worth a little bit more than that. All right, back to you, Wayne, N4RNW.
Yeah, I think likewise, when the phenomenon first started, there were some things that I was interested in, or let me put it another way. The kind of items that the stores would put the big discounts on included some items that I was actually interested in. These days, it seems like all their discounting, or the ones that they're really touting the most, are big screen TVs. I don't need one of those. Game consoles. I don't play games. I don't need one of those. Fancy phones like iPhones and so forth, well, I don't like those either. So pretty much all the emphasis is on things that I don't want, don't need. So that really reduces the motivation to pay much attention to it. But, you know, it comes in my newspaper, so I read through the ads and see if there's anything in there. And the closest thing is that there's this, I've been looking to get another Western Digital, I think it's called a MyBook, 8 terabyte. I caught it a couple of years ago on B&H Photo, got a really good price on it, about like $129. Ever since then, the best price I can see has been more like $190. And I think Costco has it now for $140. So I may go ahead and get another one. I'd like to have one as a mirror. So maybe that's the one thing that I will pull the trigger on for this this year's shopping spasm. So, let's see. Have we had any new stations join us? Nope. So, does anyone have any additional comments? Recheck, if you'd like to come back, please give your call sign.
Recheck, RNW.
Go ahead, Harold.
Yeah, you're talking about those external hard drive things. I've got a couple of them that I use for backups for my incredible world here. And I back up the computer stuff onto each one of those, and I've got them riding around in the two different cars. So if something happens, you know, there's a good chance one of the cars will be out of space dock and no problem there. But there's also a chain of computer stores called Micro Center, and I always stop into those if I'm in town, and boy, do they have great deals on flash drives. And you can go out to Amazon, and they carry these Micro Center flash drives, and that dovetails into backups. I back up stuff all the time, whether it's on an external hard drive or those little thumb drives, flash drives. So Micro Center on Amazon, pretty neat. Back to you, Wayne, in for RNW.
Okay, yeah, I was familiar with Micro Center. I'm in downstate Illinois, about the same latitude as Indianapolis. And up in Chicago, they used to have a Fry's, and as far as I know, they still have a Micro Center, and they're both like within a mile or two of each other there in Downers Grove. So whenever I had some reason to be in Chicago, I would try to, you know, visit both of those. Fry's is gone, alas. And the last time I was in the area, I checked into Micro Center, and there's always, you know, they have like the discontinued or the, you know, clearance bin, and I always find some good stuff in there, and just some of the regular price stuff is actually pretty good. So yes, I agree, Micro Center is a good place to check out. I did not know that they had a store on Amazon, so I'll have to look into that. It's a 2-hour drive from where I live to visit them, so it's not something I do very often. So thank you for that. Do we have any other comments? And I don't see any new stations there, so any more comments or rechecks? Okay, nothing heard, so I guess it's about time to wrap it up, but it's going to be a little short net tonight, I guess, only about 16 minutes, and we had 5 check-ins. So where is my script here? Should I get the right one? I wanted to go back to the Western Australia Morning Net. Let's see, here we go. This concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Net at 0016 Zulu. If you would like to continue the conversation, I think the SDF DMR talk group is still active at 31650. Or you can look for us in COM in the Anon Radio Room. This is Net Control Station, AB9FJ, saying 73 for now.